I think I said this earlier in the week. I think I said it the first day that Ben will work out, get a lot of running and lifting in. The doctors recommended that he run a little bit, obviously work out in the weight room. Feel good about that before we put him on the field. So far, so good. I was in uniform yesterday, did the same thing yesterday as or today as he did yesterday. Just went through some individual, but more of just working out, no football related drills.
Full speed, Tony and Brandon right now?
Yeah, Tony's ready to go. Obviously, he's been working out for a couple weeks and getting back in football shape. Same thing with Brandon Stokely, Brandon Marshall. Brandon obviously just been going for a couple days, but the tightness that he's had in his hamstring and his groin is gone, so it looks like he's ready to go, and Brandon's starting to get in better football shape. He'll be in here a couple weeks, so that's a good sign.
Brandon's still
playing? I have to show up.
How's he look for practice?
He's looked very good. He's very good, very talented, very quick. Obviously a veteran player that knows what he's doing. And main thing we got to do is make sure he stays healthy. Had a little setback after the couple weeks ago with the slight groin pull or hamstring. I forgot what it was. But he's looked good the last couple of days, so hopefully he can stay healthy.
What does Browning bring to your team at this point in camp?
What's that?
What does John Browning bring to your team at this point in camp?
Another good player that brings competition at that position. You know, I've watched John for a lot of years, always admired the way he played. Had a back problem in 2006, had surgery. And one of the reasons he's here is he feels his back feels very good, and hopefully there's no setback, and he can play like he did in 2005 when we were playing against him.